State forestry officials put the alert out about the discovery of a dreaded disease, rapid ohia death, in a tree above the Pearl City area last week. A team with access to the Kamehameha School's property in Waiau plans to take the disease tree down today. It will continue to survey the immediate area to see if it had spread anywhere else. Rob Hauf is a forester with the Department of Land and Natural Resources who talked to us about the discovery for our Garden and Forest segment.
It was sad news, of course, to get a detection here on Oahu. Fortunately, it's the less aggressive disease, but it is still something that can kill ohia trees and can be a problem. So we're treating it very seriously.
So this is a head scratcher because this is an area that's kind of remote, right?
That's correct. This is not an area where a lot of people would be going to. It's near the summit of the Ko'olaus. It's quite a ways from the trail. However, it's possible that it got there through wind dispersal. The experts are still working on finding out how the disease is moving around, and wind dispersal for this site definitely seems like the most likely explanation.
Does it cover a large area?
So far, we've only detected one tree, and in the immediate area, there were a couple other trees that need to be checked out, but not a lot of dead trees in that area. However, on the other side of the ridge, there is a good-sized area with dead trees that we need to get into and sample. This is all on the leeward side of the Ko'olaus, on state land, so in Waimano Valley. So there is a watershed protection project that is scheduled to occur up there. This isn't exactly in that area. It's on a very steep slope. It's not an area where they've been working. So it's unlikely that the workers were the vector for it because of the location of the tree that tested positive.
Okay, so a bit of a head scratcher. So yeah. How did we detect it? Did just something look off up there? And
So there were crews who were out doing, this is with the Ko'olau Mountain Watershed Partnership. They were doing their forest protection work, and they spotted it from afar and decided that it was probably a good idea to go take a sample.
The only fast-growing strain then is what, on the Big Island and a little bit on Kauai?
That's correct.
Okay, and have we been able to keep the one on Kauai in check?
Yes, so far we've not had any other detections outside that immediate area.
And describe that area.
Okay, so that's also in kind of a remote area and a bit of a head-scratcher of how the disease got in there. And they've been doing surveys in the area around as well as around the entire island. And so far they haven't found the aggressive species in an area outside. They're trying to still delimit within the area that's infested so that they can get a better idea of where they need to contain it to. There's still some outlying areas. It's very rugged, and so it's difficult for crews to get in easily and sample. It can be a full day just getting to one tree.
And do you think there could be another carrier aside from the wind? Could it be birds?
It's unlikely that it's birds. From going island to island, I think that when it's detected in a remote area, wind is probably the most likely. The people certainly could be vectoring it, but it hasn't been the case. It hasn't been the likely explanation in the area where we've seen it. So, wind seems to be the most likely vector in this case.
If it's wind,
mm-hmm.
It's not a good thing if we're in hurricane season and we've got storms on our doorstep.
Yes, that is correct. So the next objective will be to do further intensive surveys to determine whether, are there more trees in this area? Has it been there a long time? Are there other trees on the island and other watersheds that have it too? So far, over the past few years, we've taken 150 samples and we haven't found it. But we do need to step up our surveys and get a better idea of the extent of it on the island. When they found this species on Kauai and did more intensive surveys, they actually found it in several different locations on the island, which indicated that it had probably been there longer than they had originally expected.
Interesting. And so if it's in the rainforest, and I imagine that the disease thrives in wet areas?
Yes, it does seem to like wet, moist forests more than the drier forests.
What about in New Zealand? Because they have a similar ohia-looking tree.
That's correct. It's in the same genus, Metrosideros. So they're very concerned about this. They have actually sent seeds, I believe, to the lab in Hilo so that they can conduct inoculations with the disease in Hawaii to determine whether it's susceptible to the same disease or not. And I don't know, I don't think that the results have come out on that study yet, but it certainly is a concern for them and other places in the Pacific that have Metrosideros species.
So when did the studies begin? Just this year?
On the New Zealand?
Yes.
I think that they had sent material a while ago, but they have to grow it out till it's large enough to actually do the inoculations. And so I'm not sure what the schedule is for actually doing the tests. And that would be USDA Agriculture Research Service, who does all of the diagnostics for rapid ohia death.
Okay, but so far they haven't found anything yet.
So far they haven't found any other species than Metrosideros polymorpha to be infected.
And do we know where this rapid ohia disease came from?
We don't. It is unique. It's related to these groups of diseases that it's very similar to, but we do not know where it came from exactly.
So big mystery.
Yeah.
Where did it come from, and how is it spread?
Yeah, exactly. There are five main things we're asking people not to do across the state. Don't move ohia wood or plant material from areas that are known to have rod. Don't transport ohia inter-island. Clean your tools and your gear whenever you go into the forest. Use 70% isopropyl alcohol to clean the soles of your boots. And wash your vehicles as well if you've been driving off-road into the forest. And finally, don't wound ohia trees. This disease needs a wound in order to infect a tree. So if you have an ohia tree, avoid wounding it so that there isn't a pathway there for the pathogen to infect it.
That was DLNR State Forester Rob Hauf talking about the discovery of rapid ohia death in a tree in central Oahu.